Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, May 12th, 2019. Pastor Paul Tolbert.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. God's word is going to be on the screen once again, and you're going to hear it from the screen once again. It's just God's word, but now you can see how some actors are acting it out so you understand a little bit more what it's like, what it actually happened. From John chapter 10.
Jesus heard that they had thrown him out. And when he found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" "Who is he, sir?" the man asked. "So that I may believe in him." Jesus said, "You have now seen him. In fact, he is the one speaking with you." Then the man said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshipped him. Jesus said, "For judgment I have come into this world, so that the blind will see, and those who see will become blind." Some Pharisees who were with him heard him say this and asked, "What? Are we blind too?" Jesus said, "If you were blind, you would not be guilty of sin. But now that you claim you can see, your guilt remains." "Very truly I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice." Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheepfold. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice. And there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father." The Jews who heard these words were again divided. Many of them said, "He is demon-possessed and raving mad. Why listen to him?" But others said, "These are not the sayings of a man possessed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?"
Jesus, the Good Shepherd. If you're a Christian mom, this is the one you can go to again and again because he knows what it's like, because he is raising a whole family of believers. If you're a Christian mom, you've already known this, that Jesus, the good shepherd, knows his sheep, just like moms know their kids. When my mom would walk into a room and my brother and I were fighting, she would know who started it. And I always wondered, how in the world do you know that? I remember one time my daughter was, she met me as in the hallway, and she said something to me, and I said hi back, you know, whatever. And all of a sudden, my dear Donna, her whole tone of her voice changes. She turns right around and stands right by my side and starts to scold my daughter. I thought, what's going on here? And we had made an arrangement that whenever a discipline was going on, we would not interfere. And afterwards, we would talk about it. So I asked her. I said, "What? Why did you scold her like that?" And she said, "Because I know her, and she was dissing you, and she is not going to diss you." I said, "Okay." I completely knew. I had no clue. Of course, some of us might say that my entire life I've had no clue, but that's a whole other thing. Jesus is a good shepherd. He knows us. Okay? What does that mean? He knows us. That means he knows all the good things we've done. Isn't that nice? He knows all the good things we've done, and he knows the reason why we've done all those good things. And he always, yeah, and we're thinking like a little five-year-old, oh, goody, and then he's going to pass on the back. But the word knows means he knows us. He knows why we do things. He knows the sneaky little things that only we think we know. He knows us inside and out, the good, the bad, the ugly, and the absolutely detestable. He knows it all. I remember when this first came to my mind, when I was I was in seventh grade. I was in confirmation class, and my pastor in confirmation class was going through the commandments, and he let us know about the fourth commandment. And he just mentioned in passing in classes, yeah, every time a child slams the door and sticks out the tongue of mom and dad through the door, and they think, well, mom and dad, I'm not going to get in trouble with them because, you know, dad didn't see that. I stick it out my tongue at mom. And then my pastor said, you know, God, your heavenly father, sees that. Are you thinking that God is pleased with that kind of behavior, that kind of attitude? And then I realized, oh my, everything. He knows everything. Then what happens is you're tempted to think, if he knows everything, there is no way he can like hang around me. There's no way he's going to listen to my prayer. There's no way he's going to attend to my needs because he knows me. I'm wicked through and through. I'm rotten to the core, as they say. And there's no way that the holy, perfect God wants to have anything to do with me. And that's when you go to God's Word again. And in God's Word, as Christians' moms will tell you, the Lord loves people. He loves people. And it does not depend on my performance. Doesn't depend on my pedigree. Doesn't depend on anything about me. The Lord's love depends on the Lord's love. And that is inexhaustible. That is so amazing that God says, you know what? I know you're troubled by your sins. You need to listen to me. I have gathered up your sins and I've tossed them into the depths of the sea. You cannot find them. The great, mighty God, the creator of the universe, the Holy One says, I know you're bothered by your sin. I have separated you from your sin. It is as far away from you as the east is from the west. That's how far I've removed your transgressions. And we're amazed at that love. That loves the unlovable. It doesn't stop there, though, does it? Not once, not twice, not three times, five times in this short period of these few verses. Five times, Jesus says, the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Lays down his life. The good shepherd on purpose, willingly stepped into the battle that he did not start, fought the enemy that he did not take on, and he took him on. And he paid the price for all of us. Think about that. He saved us. And then, because he knows his sheep, we're not going to believe that. So he comes back to life, and for 40 days, he keeps on showing up to his disciples, and he says, guess what? I'm alive. It really did work. I am alive. It really did work. I did take away all of your sin. I am the good shepherd. I lay down my life, and then remember, in this, I have the authority to lay it down and the authority to take it up again. And that's the God that you and I serve, the good shepherd. It says that there is one thing about sheep. The one thing about sheep, sheep listen to the voice of the good shepherd. To make sure that you hear his word clearly, he wrote it down. So take out your Bibles and open up and read the words of your shepherd. And if you have children, pass on those precious truths to them as well. Let them know that there is only one God. And in his word, he reveals himself as God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And I don't get it. But he wants me to know that that's who he is. And this great God created everything. And then we ruined it all. Just like a kid playing in the mud. We got all of our best Sunday clothes all dirty, and we could care less. Instead of getting punished, he stepped into history, and he took the punishment for that on himself. And you know, the punishment for sticking out your tongue at your mom and dad when the door is closed and the only one that knows is you and God, the punishment for that is you are locked out of heaven forever, because God does not let unholy things into his holy heaven. So as your children are looking at you wondering, then how come you go to church? Why in the world are we reading the Bible? Tell them. Because the story does not stop with just telling us how bad we are. God's history continues to show how good he is. He let us know everything. He let us know the whole thing, and he let us know that the good shepherd, he knows us, and he loves us, and he saved us. And that's your good news. The good news that Jesus Christ loves you. So how does that show in your life? Do you treat each other as happy sheep following the flock? Or do you nitpick each other? Do you complain and grumble about each other? The Lord doesn't want that. He wants his sheep following him. As I tell confirmation classes, you don't make your vow to me, Pastor Tolberg, on your confirmation day. Because you don't follow me. You follow what God says in his word. He is the good shepherd. He's the one who laid down his life. He's the one who took it up again. And he's the one who says, by the way, I'm coming again. So stop messing around with sin. Keep your life pure and holy. Love others the same way that I loved you. And don't worry about a thing. Do not worry about a thing. I'll get you home safe to heaven. My blood guarantees it. What a great God we serve. In his name, so let us live. Amen. And now may God's peace, which goes beyond all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.